This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, previously a senior advisor to the Secretary of State, about the Afghanistan panic withdrawal crisis catastrophe in August of 2021, asking the question, how is it that there wasn't planning for a disaster like this? Where was the plan B? Mary answers in detail about how State Department works, how the State Department she worked for, Mike Pompeo, was her Secretary of State, how they prepared for evacuations around the world and did so. But here Mary tells the story of why and how the Biden administration's State Department under Antony Blinken was not successful in evacuating Kabul anywhere near the scale that was needed, the timeline, the panic, the people left behind. Mary explains.
It does. The State Department had a bureau that was set up during the Trump years to evacuate Americans and American allies from all parts of the world. We brought more than 100,000 of our citizens home, for instance, during COVID. That bureau was dismantled when Antony Blinken entered the seventh floor of the State Department, because not because it wasn't working or it wasn't a good thing to have, but simply because it was a relic of the Trump years. So they had degraded their capacity to plan in a thoughtful way to evacuate our people. And I think it's also important for listeners to understand how these processes work. When the president says, okay, I'm going to get out of Afghanistan, that triggers a bureaucratic process of meetings starting at the lowest levels between agencies. So in this case, the State Department, DOD, our intelligence agencies. They would get together at the working group level. They'd create recommendations. It would then go up to the assistant secretaries and the undersecretaries. Then it would go to the principals, meaning the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, who would look at it and approve it. And then it would be taken to the president. Well, for all that stuff to work, you need very focused leadership at the top of these massive departments, Defense Department and the State Department. Remember, states like 90,000 people. And the Afghanistan mission touched a lot of different parts of the State Department. So what I believe happened is that you had an administration that is really bent on process and butt covering, and nobody wanted to make difficult recommendations. And so they spent their time in process and meetings and talking about things and not actually making tough decisions. And furthermore, no one was willing to take the step of publicly resigning and calling attention to the fact that this bureaucratic process was failing. And it is just stunning to me that we've reached an age in American public life where senior officials, political appointees, don't have the honor and the integrity to step down after 13 Americans are killed at Kabul airport and shouldn't have been.
More of this in detail later.